A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're considering the Word of God from the book of the prophet Micah, chapter number 3, part A of verse number 8. The scripture says, "But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord." We have been discussing the subject of power, which is a necessity if we are going to run the race of this new year 2024 successfully. Power is needed. It is a necessity. Power cannot be negotiated. The world we live in is a world of the powerful. And so you must be a person of power. Micah said, "Truly, I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord." Our Lord Jesus Christ knew that it would be very difficult to lead the Christian life in this world outside of power. And so he said to his disciples in the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Luke chapter 24 and in verse number 49, he said, "Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." In other words, don't venture without power. Don't go out without the power of God at work in your life. It is dangerous or risky to venture without power. Don't attempt it. Even Jesus Christ of Nazareth was himself anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. And this was why and how he was able to go about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. So don't go without power. Power is a necessity in this race. And we've been looking at the channels. How do I contact power? We have said God is the only source of genuine power. And he has many channels of transmitting power to those who believe. And I am sure you believe. The greatest of all the channels of transmission is your covenant connection with God. Don't ever forget what the Bible says in John chapter 1 verse 12. The Bible says, "As many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God." And so the first contact with power is your connection to God through Christ Jesus our Lord. Those who believe are empowered. And so you receive power when you become connected by covenant. Your covenant connection births power. The moment you become connected to God, it doesn't matter what your background is or what your name is or your father's name is. If the moment you are connected to God through Christ Jesus, you are initiated into the realm of power. You carry the power of the Lord that cannot be molested, that cannot be opposed, that cannot be defeated by the enemy. Reason the Bible says in 1 John chapter 4 verse 4 that he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Greater one is on your inside. The moment you get connected to this greater one, you receive the power to be victorious. You receive the power to overcome the world. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4, the Bible says, "Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world." And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And so I encourage you to work on your relationship with God this year. My dear listener, don't play or toy with your relationship with God. It does not only qualify you for heaven, it qualifies you for power to live a successful and a victorious life on this planet Earth. Don't forget the story of Haman. Haman who plotted to destroy Mordecai, a Jew. Every of his plot failed. That is what happened to a man who is fighting the man who carries power. His plot against the man of power fails. And it is my prayer that every satanic plot against your life, against your destiny, against your children, will fail totally in the precious name of Jesus. And so after Haman had faced with certain and very many disappointments with Mordecai, he came home in the book of Esther chapter 6 and in verse number 13. Haman told his wife Zeresh and all his friends everything that had happened to him. His wise men and his wife Zeresh said to him, "If Mordecai, before whom you have begun to fall, is of Jewish descent, you will not prevail against him, but will surely fall before him." The Authorized King James Version of that verse says, "If Mordecai, before whom you have begun to fall, be a seed of the Jew, before whom you have started to fall, thou shalt not prevail against him, but shall surely fall. A seed of the Jew. A seed of the Jew is not one who is Jewish only by descent, but everyone who has accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior is a spiritual Jew. So you are a Jew spiritually, and whoever rises against you will fall for your sake. That was what Zeresh, Haman's wife, and all his wise men told him. You can't fight with a covenant carrier. You can't fight with him. And that was why Victoria Orensis sang, Enitoba doju komi, ababa ba mi nile. Enitoba robi tabi kukami, ababa ba mi lejo. I get backing. Oh, so God is the backing of this man. And it is my prayer that the Almighty will be your backing in the precious name of Jesus. What am I saying, dear listener? Your covenant relationship with God is very important. It is vitally important for you to know God personally and not just to play church. Don't just be a church goer. Don't just be a worker in the church. Don't just know the pastor. Don't just be giving prophet offering to the pastor. Don't just be paying offering and tithe. Know Christ Jesus personally. That is when all these religious and spiritual works will produce great fruits and result in your life. Your greatest asset or link to power is your covenant connection. That is a channel of power. Get connected to God and flow in his power. We have also said the presence of God with you is also very important in power generation. It is a source of power and it transmits power to those who believe. The presence of God with you. In Exodus chapter 33, in verse number 15, Moses had asked the Lord, if your presence will not go with us, do not take us from hence. And in verse 14, God answered, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. In Psalm 114, beginning from verse number 1, you will read the story of the success, the triumph of the children of Israel as they journey from the land of Egypt into the promised land. Every form of opposition collapsed before them. The sea saw them and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains saw the presence of God with them and skipped as rams. And the little hills also fled and they skipped like lambs. And so when you ask a question, why are you running? Why are you fleeing? They answered, it is because of the presence of God. In verse number 5, what ails you, O sea, that you fled, O Jordan, that you turned back? You mountains, and you skip like lambs, and you little hills like lambs. Verse 7, now answer, tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. So the presence of God causes mountains to skip and hills to disappear and rivers to flee and the sea to be turned back. It causes oppositions to melt. That is what the presence of God does. And that's why it's a major source, a major channel rather, of power to the believer. It is my prayer that your faith in Christ Jesus will produce amazing results, and that God will fight for you. It will be your backing. It will give you defense and security, and it will give you plenty by the power of his Spirit. It is my prayer in the name that is above all names that you will enjoy the presence of God in your journey of 2024 and beyond. God will be present with you, and it will cause oppositions to disappear before you, and so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray this morning and say, Father, I have known you through the Lord Jesus. I want to know you more. I want to love you more. I want to serve you more. I want to be intimate with you. I want to go deeper with you. Take me deeper in my knowledge of your person in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. This is my prayer, O God. The Lord, you will take me deeper in my relationship with you. I have known you. I want to know you more. The more I know you, the more I want to know you. The more I love you, the more I want to love you. Jesus, help me to love you more. Help me to know you more in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to pray and say, Father, let your presence cause opposition and obstacles to disappear before me this year and throughout. Let mountains melt in the name of Jesus because of your presence with me. Let my challenges and hurdles be subdued in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God. that because of your presence with me, that oppositions and mountains will disappear before me, that hills and valleys will be filled and be leveled, that your name will be glorified, that I will scale through hurdles and oppositions because of your presence with me, that your name will be glorified in my life. I thank you, eternal God. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I'd like you to pray again, Father. In my journey of 2024, let your presence be with me and give me rest. This is my prayer, O God, that in my journey this year, that your presence will go with me and that you will give me rest. I ask for your presence. I ask for your rest. Rest on every side by the power of your Spirit. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names, that your connection to God will generate and build power into you in the name of Jesus. And I pray that because you are a seed of the Jew, because you are connected to God, every amen that may rise up against you will fall for your sake. Whoever rises up against you will fall for your sake and be totally destroyed in the name of Jesus. I pray whoever the amen that has dug a pit for you this year will fall into that pit in the name of Jesus. Haman will fail for your sake. Haman will fall for your sake. In the name of Jesus, whoever rises up against you will fall for your sake in the name of Jesus. Your covenant connection with God will give you victory over the challenges and the battles of life in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Lord will be present with you. His presence will journey with you and he will give you rest. I pray that mountains will skip before you like rams. I pray that hills will skip before you like lambs. I pray that the sea will see the presence of God with you and flee, and that your Jordan will be driven back. Hurdles will be crossed. Barriers will be broken. Oppositions will be destroyed, and God's name will be glorified. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us 5:30 p.m. today for our in-depth and analytical teaching of God's Word, Ezra Project at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join that meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Don't forget to join me later today at 9 p.m. for day number 15 of our 30 days of power. We're building and generating power for the journey of this year. Join as we pray in 30 minutes in the Holy Spirit. The Lord bless you as you come. The platform for that meeting is YouTube and Facebook, and my handle is at Yemi Grace Man. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grace Man Adulodju, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.